Governor Andrew Cuomo says the anti-sexual harassment policies enacted in the state budget are among the strongest in the nation. But his political rivals say the governor has not done enough to respond to allegations of sexual harassment in his own administration. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
New York is leading the way. We just passed the strongest government sexual harassment policy in the United States.
Cuomo, in his speech at last month's state Democratic Party convention, contrasted New York's newest policy to prevent sexual harassment to the lack of action in Washington, where he says the silence is deafening.
And New York is going to be the state to do it. It ends here and it ends now.
The measure prohibits non-disclosure agreements between victims and their abuser unless it's the preference of the victim to sign such an agreement. It also bans mandatory arbitration of sexual harassment cases and covers contract workers. And all employers, both private and public, will be required to adopt and distribute a sexual harassment prevention policy and to provide sexual harassment training to all employees beginning this October. The State Division of Human Rights is still writing those policies. But political opponents of the governor say the plan falls short and the governor has not done enough to rid his administration and state agencies of sexual harassment. Democratic primary challenger Cynthia Nixon, an actor and education advocate, released a video.
Governor, what about the hiring of Sam Hoyt? Was that a mistake given his past?
It highlights the governor's exchange with state Capitol reporters over his hiring of former state assemblyman Sam Hoyt as a high-ranking economic development official. Hoyt had been reprimanded by the assembly for having an affair with an intern.
No, I don't think so. I think what he did was wrong. I don't think it was a mistake to hire.
Late last year, it was revealed that Hoyt paid $50,000 to a woman he'd had an extramarital affair with who said he sexually harassed her. Hoyt, who resigned from the administration, denies those charges. The video also features the governor's answer to New York State Public Radio on Hoyt and anti-sexual harassment efforts. It gained attention on social media.
When you say it's state government, you do a disservice to women, with all due respect, even though you're a woman.
The governor later apologized for those comments. Less than 2 weeks after Nixon's video was released, Hoyt was cleared by the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOP. Cuomo appoints the majority of the commissioners, and the letter was written by a former top aide to Cuomo. The accuser did not cooperate with the probe. She's suing the state in federal court. Nixon condemned the decision, saying the commission has zero credibility. The government reform group Common Cause also questioned whether the ethics panel is equipped to pursue sexual harassment charges. The group, Susan Lerner.
They have no expertise in this area. It wasn't set up to investigate sexual harassment, and we don't think it's qualified to do so.
The Republican candidate for governor, Mark Molinaro, says the decision on Hoyt should be viewed with deep skepticism and that the commission should be replaced with an independent body. Molinaro also cites examples reported in the Albany Times-Union of some serial sexual harassers going unpunished, while the women who complained were demoted or transferred to small, obscure offices. Two women have filed complaints with the federal government. Another has filed a lawsuit.
It is the kind of arrogance that sends a chilling effect on women, whether they're inside state government or outside of state government. So much so, remember, that he dismissed these women, demoting one to work in a hall closet.
A spokesman for the governor, Rich Azzapardi, says once the governor's office was made aware of the sexual harassment charges, it took action and one of the men was fired. And a spokeswoman for Cuomo's campaign, Abby Fashauer, defends the governor, saying in a statement that he has fought for and delivered critical legislation to protect the rights of women everywhere, including on sexual harassment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.